The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Eklund with a shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide. Morning Tide.
Tyler Toffoli on a brilliant feed from William Eklund. Macklin Severini, his first National Hockey League hat trick. Smith shoots. Score! Will Smith just tied the game!
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
So a D-zone start for the Barracuda coming up just 11 seconds off the clock here in overtime period number one. Knights will change up their personnel. On comes Bowman, Connolly, and Sapovalov up front. Magna and Coughlin are the D pairing. Colin White will take the D-zone faceoff draw right side of Carrier. 4-4 is our score, just underway in overtime period number one. Sudden death overtime, same rules as the National Hockey League. Coughlin back to get it, one-hands it up the boards. Bowman tried to work it up the yellow. Cut off by the Coot up top to the point for Allen. Shoots from distance, got tipped, and then stuffed just wide. That was off the net by about 6 inches from Colin White. Loose puck then picked up. Here comes Hawk Connolly busting down the right wing side. Shoots and scores! It's an overtime game winner for Trevor Connolly in the opening minutes of this overtime period. It comes just 38 seconds. Connolly with just a snipe blocker side on Brassois.
No, I mean, I'm proud of the group. I thought we battled. I thought we stuck with it. Obviously, yeah, we need to win the game. It's, you know, no moral victories this time of year, but, you know, we stuck with it. I thought, you know, the effort was there. The compete was there. Just got to be a little smarter.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to a Barracuda Morning Tide as we are giving you all the coverage you need on this series between San Jose and Henderson. And unfortunately for San Jose, they had their hearts broken in overtime last night, falling by a final of 5-4. But I do think the most important thing for me in looking back at last night's game is the fact that San Jose had heart, they had spark, they had drive, they had desire. There's a lot of which, looking at the team over the last couple of weeks, of where you see that the injuries have added up and they've lost the overwhelming majority of their games. But they showed up in last night's game with a whole lot of fight, and they're up 3-1 at one point of this game. And I know that makes it that much more frustrating, because if you have a 3-1 lead on the road in a playoff situation, you should probably be winning that game. But I do think that you see a lot of the things that you don't want to see in playoff hockey, and that is, you know, not being able to get it out of your own end and turning it over in the neutral zone and having trouble with your breakouts and not being able to establish possession. Because when San Jose did get into the offensive zone, they looked potent, they looked dangerous, but it was getting out of their own zone and getting through the neutral zone. That's where the problems happened over and over again. And that's something they have to clean up from one game to the next. And that's always easier said than done. Everyone always thinks they have the immediate answer of how a game is going to play out. And I'm not saying that they don't have those answers, but you just watch the way that game played out. And San Jose had their opportunities. They had the ability to take control of the game. And unfortunately, just by way of having a tough time in the third, especially two goals roughly a minute apart, to go down by a score of 4-3 and have to tie it late. Igor Chernyshov, by the way, coming up with a big, big goal for San Jose. But you never wanted to relinquish that lead in the first place. And I think that's part of what is frustrating out of this game. And again, you had a lot of the familiar names for San Jose coming up big time, like a Kasper Haltonen, like a Colin White, like an Igor Chernyshov. And I know some people are going to walk away with this game and think that Lauren Brassois could have done a better job. But on that game-winning goal, I mean, that's a very, very difficult situation. You have someone coming at you like a freight train. Good luck trying to stop that in a one-on-one situation. It is unfortunate, and you do think to some of the guys that are injured or have been injured who might be able to give this team a little bit more flow, a little bit more help on the defensive side of things, but these are your horses right now. And I think if anything, San Jose proved to themselves that they have the ability to win this game. They have the ability to win a game. They have the ability to extend this series to a final and deciding game three, because that's what it's going to take now, right? San Jose has got to be able to give themselves that opportunity to where they can extend this series, to where they can give themselves more life, to where they can give themselves more opportunities to try and level this series. And that's a big game Friday night. That's tomorrow night. That's what they got to come back with. But there was nothing that I saw in this game that I thought to myself, okay, San Jose can't correct that. I saw them, you know, turn the puck over. I saw them having trouble getting out of their own end. Those are things that can be rectified. They can play a little bit more direct. They can not try and make the cute pass. They can try and be a little bit more, you know, just simplified in their game. And I'm sure that John McCarthy knows that. But to watch this team still have the fight at this point when they have had all these injuries, when they have been dealing with so much, when they're in hostile territory, they gave themselves a chance to win. That is my biggest takeaway out of this game. If they had gotten their doors blown off, I think that would have been a little bit more distressing. But this was a team that you saw, okay, there's life here. They have the ability to give themselves more than just a show up and happy to be here type performance. They have an opportunity to get a game out of this and push it to a third game. And right now, you know, that's my goal. Obviously, just because they lost game one, you want to see more out of this. But they have the opportunity to give themselves a chance now. And I think if you give them a little bit of belief, that's all it's going to take. And if they do get a little bit of that momentum, if they do get a little bit of that luck on their side, even though I'm not a big believer in luck, if they can get the breaks to go their way, that's a better way that I would like to put it. But they will have that opportunity. And it's just, with the one game now of what it all comes down to, that's what it has to be. You've got to win that game or else it's all over. So I would really, really hope that San Jose comes up with a big performance. I'm not going to be, you know, saying it's an indictment of them if they're not able to do so, just because of the way that things have stacked up over the last month of this season going into the playoffs. But I didn't see anything in this game that leads me to believe they don't have a chance. And we know that momentum swings quickly in series just as they do in a game. Last night, San Jose's up 3-1 after the halfway mark of the second period, and then they start to see Henderson push their way back, and that's the example right there. It's a wild swing of momentum one direction and a wild swing in the opposite direction, because I don't think anyone expected last night's game to be quiet, right? I mean, these teams know how to go at each other. They put 15 goals in a game not too long ago. I expected fireworks last night, and fireworks is exactly what we got. We had 9 goals between these two games. We had a one-goal separator in overtime. Does that tell you that Henderson is somehow the massively better team? Because it doesn't to me. Does that tell you that San Jose is not capable of going toe-to-toe with this team? No. If anything, it proved to you how tight these two teams are, even if Henderson has a little bit more momentum on their side right now. But San Jose, they've got to keep on doing what they did last night in the offensive zone. When they had their chances, it looked dangerous. It was a matter of creating those chances in the first place. If San Jose can keep that momentum going, they'll have a much better chance in game two on Friday night. And I'm just hoping we get 3 games out of this one now. And their backs are on the line. I think that's something to take into consideration here. And, you know, Laurent Brossoit has been in some big, big situations. We know that Igor Chernyshov has played in some big situations now with the Sharks already. We're waiting to see what happens next here. It's a long wait until tomorrow night, but I do think San Jose will have a pushback. I'm also not going to be surprised if this goes overtime once again. I think these two teams know each other well. I think these two teams match up against each other well. I think I'm going to expect another relatively high-scoring game, and I'm excited to see what is next. Now, you know, the overwhelming factor in this game is that, you know, Henderson nearly doubled up the shots on goal that San Jose had, 39-22. That's not perfectly a doubling, but it's indicative of where the puck was, and it was in the San Jose end too much all throughout the night. And that's a trend that's got to change going into the game. But overall, I can't get too upset with San Jose's performance. I like what they brought to the table, and I'm very excited to see what they have to do in Friday night. So let's get to some of the highlights from last night's game. Always good to get into some Nick Nolenberger action here. It was San Jose who struck first, 5:43 of the first period.
Allen will scoop it up, trying to shed LeBlanc. Pulls up, gives for Giles, feeds for Holtonen. Loads up, he cut the post near side. Kasper Holtonen had a 3-game goal streak against the Silver Knights to close out 4 head-to-head games. He had 5 during that stretch, and he catches the pipe. Throw to the net, off the rebound. Holtonen, he scores! Jed Wu from the left wing just put it to the net. It goes off of the paddle and bomb. And Johnny on the spot is Kasper Holtonen to open up the scoring as the Barracuda break the ice here in game one.
Score first on the road, give yourself a good chance. But In the later stages of that first period, Henderson would find the equalizer.
Knights back onto the power play, late stages of the first. Connolly has it below the right, John finds Cormier, uncontested, reloads and scores! Cormier wide open in between the circles, fanned on the initial shot, reloads and puts it upstairs.
We now go to the second period, knotted at one, almost the halfway mark, 9:27 of the second. It's Jimmy Huntington from Wahlstrom and Hache to give San Jose a 2-1 lead.
Picked up now by Wahlstrom of the Barracuda near wing. Little cutback move on Rodberg. He'll take it away. Jam free. It got popped in front. They score! It's Huntington! Off the fortuitous bounce. Johnny on the spot. And he puts it home from in tight near side post. The play was starting to swing past Lindbaum. But it gets popped free, and it was actually Huntington's stick that popped it free, and then he tucks it inside the near post in unsuspecting Lindbaum, and the Barracuda have their lead back. They're up 2-1.
San Jose has momentum on their side, and then Colin White on the power play, roughly 3 minutes later, would give San Jose a 3-1 lead. Barracuda rolling.
Pacific Division matchup in action tonight. Quiñone with it, high slot. Barracuda on the power play here for another 140. Up 2-1. Quiñone has it right point. Working middle ice. Shoots. They score! It got tipped through! Colin White from in between the circles. It's a power play goal, and the Barracuda have their first two-goal lead of the game. They're up 3-1. Third time is the charm on the power play. Time of the goal at 12:50. Colin White, his first of this series.
So at this point, it's a 3-1 lead in favor of San Jose. But what's the old saying? That first shift or so after you score a goal, you got to watch out. And Henderson got themselves back into it less than 1 minute after that San Jose goal.
Lavoie down the left wing side. He will carry it. Raphael Lavoie, left-handed shot, trying to power to the net. Brassois, no, it dribbled through. How did that sneak through? Lavoie had a very similar goal, but he scored the hat trick against the Barracuda on April the 10th. That's one that Laurent Brassois is going to come up with more often than not. It just slid under his pad. He kind of looked behind him. He was as surprised as anybody.
After two, it's 3-2 in favor of San Jose, but we go into the early goings of the third period. Jeremy Davies gets on the board to make it a 3-3 game for Henderson.
3-2 lead for the Barracuda, 14:37 left here in the third. Connolly slips a check, works down the wing, they score! Goes off the skate of Davies, and we are tied at 3-3. Connolly has a knack when he's coming down the wing of getting around the defender. He's done it a couple of times, and he does it there and swings it far side. It goes off the skate of Davies in play.
So now it's tied at three. That is two straight goals for Henderson, who have taken momentum back in their own right, and they would make it three straight just about a minute later to give themselves a 4-3 lead.
Poked free now, Lazinski. Hemmeling's got it in the corner. He'll skate into the trapezoid. Tied up, Nolan Allen to the Cuda. Work far wing now, Quiñone. He's out of the box. Pulled in now by the Knights, up high, Lavoie, shoots, scores! Beats Brassois through the five hole. Henderson with three unanswered, and they've got their first lead of the game on Lavoie's second of the night.
San Jose's not going down without a fight, however, as Igor Chernyshov on the power play ties it at the halfway mark, roughly, of the third period.
There could have one shot recorded so far on this power play. Chernyshov near wall being totally pestered by Lazinski, but he gets it up top to Quiñone. Quiñone hands off for Wahlstrom, top of the right circle. Wahlstrom inching towards the end line. Bisted collects in his feet, but he took a check. Picked back up Wahlstrom, backhander. Chernyshov, he scores! It's a power play goal for Igor Chernyshov with just 4 seconds remaining on the advantage, and we are tied up once again at 4-4.
Great call by Noli. This game goes 4-4 into overtime. That's where Henderson gets the game winner.
So a D-zone start for the Barracuda coming up just 11 seconds off the clock here in overtime period number one. Knights will change up their personnel. On comes Bowman, Connolly, and Sapovala up front. Magna and Coughlin are the deep pairing. Colin White will take the D-zone faceoff draw right side of Carrier. 4-4 is our score, just underway in overtime period number one. Sudden death overtime, same rules as the National Hockey League. Coughlin back to get it, one-hands it up the boards. Bowman tried to work it up the yellow. Cut off by the Coot up top to the point for Allen. Shoots from distance, got tipped, and then stuffed just wide. That was off the net by about 6 inches from Colin White. Loose puck then picked up. Here comes Hawk. Connolly busting down the right wing side. Shoots and scores! It's an overtime game winner for Trevor Connolly in the opening minutes of this overtime period. It comes just 38 seconds. Connolly with just a snipe blocker side on Brassois. And the Henderson Silver Knights find a way here in overtime. And they wait just 38 seconds to get the job done. Stick side snipe from Connolly. What a brilliant shot. And the Henderson Silver Knights are in the driver's seat as they take a 1-0 lead on the Barracuda. Connolly, the former number one pick of Vegas, 19th overall back in 2024. He can absolutely wheel, and when he had that real estate to gain down the right wing side, you're thinking, uh-oh, and he just whistled it past Brassois for the game-winning goal.
A tough finish for the Cuda, but again, I like the fact that they had life throughout this game. They definitely had everything they needed to walk away with the win in this game. You go into overtime, anything can happen in that situation, and I'm very curious to see what they bring to the table on Friday night in game number two. Let's hear from head coach John McCarthy after this one.
J-Mac, what did you see there in the OT goal?
We had a good look at the net, and you know, that guy flew the zone and you know, had a step on us. Nice shot.
What can you say about Brassois' performance overall, though, especially in the second period as they were just, you know, pounding you at the shots? So he kept you guys in the game and gave you guys a lead quite well.
I thought it was good all night, yeah. We spent too much time in our own zone. I think it wore our D down, and, you know, it's a lot on the goalie as well, but I thought he played really well.
Speaking of him, is it kind of, you know, starting him in game one, I know that he's had the last month or so, you know, stretch of, you know, the whole team hasn't had great results, right? Mm-hmm. But did you have that confidence that this was kind of performance that, you know, was, you know, well within his reach?
Yeah. He's our guy. You know, that's that we went out and acquired him, and, you know, we've seen him at his best. And, you know, I thought he was good tonight.
You guys build a 3-1 lead. What happens there where it slips and you guys lose it?
Yeah, they're a streaky team, you know, especially at home. Thought we, you know, we didn't have as much composure as I would have liked with the puck on our stick. I thought breaking the puck out was a struggle. You know, they just see us break out cleaner, make some cleaner plays through the neutral zone. And I thought once we were in their zone, we did all right. But spent too much time in our own zone, mostly from not being able to transition very well.
And, yeah, that seemed to be a major issue, especially in the second period there. Was that more, like you kind of mentioned there, that, you know, composure on your side could have been better? What were they doing to make it hard for you?
Well, they're a good team. They play tight. You know, they check. They sit right on top of you. So, you know, it's not a whole lot of room out there. But I do think that we have enough room where we can execute some plays and get going north on a breakout, make some plays for the neutral zone, and, you know, once we get our forecheck established, we're a pretty good team. But I just didn't think we got it established enough tonight.
Is the key then to just more on a breakout, more composure? Is that, do you think, the number one thing that you guys can bring?
Absolutely.
On the plus side, you guys were able to touch up Lindbom for 4 goals. Do you feel like once you got into the zone that you were able to execute most of your offensive game plan?
I would like to be in there more. I thought off my first look, you know, thought we could get the puck to the net a little bit more. But it was good to, you know, get 4 up on the scoreboard. Obviously not enough. But I took the most encouraging sign was that we do go down 4-3, we come back on the power play, we get that fourth one. That shows a resilient team. That's what you need to be in the playoffs. But as far as our offensive game, I'd like to see more time spent in there and then more pucks into dangerous areas.
And you know, moving forward to the next game, you know, what are a couple areas besides the breakout that you want to clean up to get a better result?
Mostly that. I just, you know, mostly breakouts, but it's just kind of composure in general. Just, you know, keeping it tight to our identity, tight to our structure, simplifying when we need to, and being confident, making confident plays with the puck on our stick.
Is this one a tough one, though, in such a short series? And you guys, you know, got it balanced with the Huntington goal. You got four goals on Lindbaum, which obviously has been tough this year. That, you know, feels like a little bit of an opportunity lost tonight.
No, I mean, I'm proud of the group. I thought we battled. I thought we stuck with it. Obviously, yeah, we need to win the game. It's no moral victories this time of year, but, you know, we stuck with it. I thought, you know, the effort was there. The compete was there. Just got to be a little smarter.
So I think you can hear McCarthy's voice that he's ruining a missed opportunity, but I think he knows his team has their chances. Let's hear from Laurent Brossoit and what his thoughts were after the crushing overtime loss.
I forget how it started in our end, and the guy got a step on our guy and came with a lot of speed on a 2-on-1, made a good shot. I kind of slipped on it. I don't know if it was a rut or my skate, but so I didn't get a good good push and stable kind of look at it, unfortunately. But came in with a lot of speed, made a good shot.
What can you say about your game tonight? For a lot of it, they were out shooting you, and you held your team in the game and had the lead for quite a while there. So, how did you feel about how you saw the puck tonight?
Yeah, I felt pretty good. I was moving well, seeing the puck. Had a lot of good pushes, and we were holding that lead for a while, like you said, doing that well, and then they put enough pressure on us, and eventually it broke. And sometimes you got to tip the cap.
Did it feel like one of those where, they kept coming at you guys at waves, and so, like, at a certain point that the dam was going to break, kind of? It felt like that in that way?
I mean, I wouldn't say it felt like that. It really felt like we were going to steal that one, to be honest. But the dam did break, and, it was a couple lucky breaks. They, flash green on one, and one goes off his, second one goes off a skate and over. But that's the kind of fortune you get when you're putting a lot of pucks on net and you're creating a lot of chances. So,
You've been in tough situations like this before, but it's magnified by such a short series. So how do you guys kind of bounce back from this?
Yeah, it definitely stings when you have a lead in a short series like this and you give it up. It stings a little more, but it makes no difference. You know, regardless, we had to come in and win a game tomorrow, so we'll leave it here tonight.
It seemed like there were a lot of issues when Anderson was kind of, they had to puck a lot more in the second period. You guys had trouble breaking it out. What did you kind of see there, the defenseman getting the puck to the forward? What were the struggles there?
Yeah, I mean, they were putting a lot of pressure on us. That's their MO, right? They have a lot of skilled guys, a lot of talent, but a lot of speed, and they play a very aggressive style. So, if they're putting a lot of pressure on us and you guys start to panic a little bit, that's kind of where they want us, right? And so, we have the ability to be patient with the puck, and we did it for a lot of the game. So we'll just have to bring that for a full 60 tomorrow.
Do you think that's the key to beating them the next game there, just the breakouts and being more patient with the puck, maybe?
Yeah. I think that's always, how you want to play, be patient with the puck, but you also want to play with a lot of speed. So. We'll look at the game tape and see where we can improve, and I'm sure that'll be one of the areas.
And on the plus side, you guys were able to get four goals on Carl Lindblom. He obviously has been playing very, very well. Just what did you see there? What are you guys doing right offensively to be able to produce that much against him?
Yeah, he's been playing well as of late, so anytime there's a goal that's playing well, you want to get in his eyes and shoot for pads and make him scramble. So I think we did a good job of that tonight.
So I think similar situation to what you heard from J-Mac there is that feeling like they missed an opportunity. But, I didn't think Brossoit played a terrible game by any means. I'm sure that some of those he wants back. But that game winner, that's one that you're going to have trouble stopping in any situation. He had a lot of pressure on him. And the Barracuda have to be better in that situation. I think that's another factor of it. So he's the guy going forward, like you heard from J-Mac, and we'll see him again on Friday night. Or at least that's what I'm expecting. Let's hear from Luca Cagnoni after the loss.
They were kind of hounding on us all night. They had some good chances in the slot. They're a pretty dangerous team, so credit to them there. But, you know, I think we just got to kind of bear down, getting pucks deep and making their guys defend and forechecking, and I don't think it's going to be a problem.
It seemed like even when you guys had built the lead, though, that there was trouble breaking the puck out, that they were on top of you guys a lot. What was the issue tonight with sort of connecting, you know, the puck from the defense up to the forwards?
Yeah, I mean, I guess a little bit of nerves, you know. It's first playoff game of the season, so. But then again, like, you know, as you're in the game, you kind of calm down. I think it's just they were on top of us. I think we maybe could have, like, fought the panic a little bit more, but, you know, they did a good job of reloading and stuff. We just got to find a way to play with more speed, I think.
And, yeah, moving forward the next game, what's the key toward better breakouts?
Just being more connected, I think. You know, like, sometimes you're there and just don't connect, but, you know, it's we're going to be pretty crispy this time of the year.
On the plus side, you were able to get four goals on Lindbaum. He's obviously been very tough to beat this year. Do you feel like you guys executed most of the offensive game plan that you wanted against him?
We had some good looks. I mean, I'm not sure about the shots. I didn't really take a look, but I thought we had some good chances and made it hard for him. You know, we have some really high-end shooters on the team and skilled players. So, you know, they do a good job of getting in front of the goalie and making it hard for him.
And on the the breakout side of things, you know, obviously, you know, they do a lot there too. So what are they doing to make life hard for you?
They're hounding us. They're finishing their checks. You know, we love to just go out there and skate and try to blow by them. But, you know, they're on top of us. They're making our lives hard. You got to fight through that at this time of the year, so we'll be ready for that.
And you weren't on the ice for the overtime goal, but just what did you see on that one?
I guess we had a good look in front of the net. And they kind of just broke it out, found a guy with a lot of speed. And then, yeah, it was just a good shot, I guess.
And the power play had a good impact tonight. How do you feel like the power play? Did you get the chances you guys wanted? Obviously, you guys got a couple goals from it.
Yeah, I thought we did a good job stuck to the game plan. It's all we could really ask for.
And just moving forward, how do you move on from this game? What's like the number one thing that you have to do next game against the Silver Knights?
It's tough to say. I mean, you know, I think we just got to be a little crispier, maybe a little bit more connected. Just make their D-man go back for pucks, and I think our forecheck will establish itself, and that's kind of when we're at our best.
And before we run out of time, let's get a little bit of Jimmy Huntington and his thoughts on the game.
They're a good team, you know. They're good offensively. We're good offensively. You know what? Like, they know now that we can play with them. We have a great team, and you know what? You're going to lose. You're going to win some games. But, you know, like, we just learn from it, and we're going to come back stronger Friday.
It seemed like, in particular, there was a lot of struggle breaking the puck out, just getting it from defense to forwards. What were they doing to make life really hard for you guys, second period, parts of the first and third?
We got to help our D a little bit more, you know, like they're coming hard. The same way on their side, too. They had trouble to break out the puck. We were coming hard, we were hitting pucks, you know, we were hitting bodies, and it's part of the playoff. It's a lot of, like, rim. It's a lot of yellow puck. You know, like, we just got to keep our composure. And, you know, it's first game for a lot of guys on our team. And I'm proud of what they've done. You know, like, we went in OT and, you know, they scored. It could have gone both ways, too. We almost scored at the end of the third period, too. So I'm not too worried about it.
What did you see on your goal, kind of a bounce there for you?
Yeah, it hit the little thing on the board, I guess, and just came back. And, you know, it's a lucky bounce, but we'll take those, you know. And they got some lucky bounce, we got some lucky bounce. And at the end of the day, you know, we just got to help our goalie, help our defenseman a little bit more as a forward, give them a little bit more time, and I think we'll be good Friday.
And, you know, first couple of periods when they were out shooting you quite a bit, how about how Laurent Boussois, he kept you guys in the game and ahead, actually?
Yeah, no, he was unbelievable for us today. He kept us in the game, and, you know, they have a lot of steam. They have a good power play, too. So, you know what, like, we got to flush it right now. We learn from it tomorrow, and Friday's a brand new day, you know. The sun's going to come up, so...
Love that mentality. Friday at 7, 6:30 pregame right here on the Sharks Audio Network. Nick Nolenberger on the call. San Jose looking to stay alive in this best of three series. We're out of time for the San Jose Sharks and the San Jose Barracuda. I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.